All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. New episodes every Monday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the In the Know podcast. Okay, bud, how was your Christmas? I mean, it's been a while since we've been on here. We took a little bit of a hiatus due to COVID striking again. What's that, the fourth strike? It's like the Empire Strike Backs. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. It's coming for your children next. Hey, it's coming for your dog. Reindeer
horses,
getting
it. Hey, horses.
Was it reindeer or just deer? Where did I see that?
I think it was definitely an outbreak of deer in the forest.
Ladies and gentlemen, the deer have COVID. It's coming for your animals next. We're all going
to
die.
This is going to jump from species to species, man.
The World Juniors is canceled. When are we going to cancel life? Period. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for the day when I wake up and I see a headline. Life is being canceled.
Why don't the powers that be, the aliens, can't handle anymore. You've seen a lot of like cartoons where it's like the Earth reality is actually just a TV show that aliens enjoy.
Truman Show.
Like Truman Show or like South Park, where it's like the world is just a show for aliens, and it's like we get canceled if we suck.
Simpsons.
Yeah, it's like Earth's gonna be canceled. Our show is gonna be canceled any day now.
Cook us into their meal, but then they dust off the book even more, and it's not actually, it's cooking for humans, not cooking humans. And they dust it off again. It is cooking excellent meals to have humans.
It's gonna be. Everybody,
if you know, you've seen that. If you're listening, you've seen. Everybody's seen this. Simpsons. So, anyways, so how did we get off on a tangent? How was your Christmas break?
Pretty good. Didn't have much hockey to watch though, so that kind of sucked ass. And I actually don't celebrate Christmas, I celebrate Festivus. So
Well, this podcast pretty much is an airing of grievances. So
I believe last year at this time we did do an airing of grievances episode. So we'll spare you that this year.
Or are they not all airing of grievances episodes?
Good point. The Festivus tradition begins with the airing of grievances.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Brad, Tree Living, my son says your company stinks.
Oh boy, Brad. Hey, you didn't say like 5 million times today on the interview. I was pretty impressed. Although
I couldn't even watch that shit, man.
Although he definitely has COVID on his bottom lip. Did you see that?
What is going on there? That camera was a little too HD. You should see, you know what? We were complaining about his shitty webcam. Stick to the webcam. I don't need to see every pore and every orifice of your skin, Brad.
Stick to the standard definition when Brad Tree Living is on the camera, please. Can you go back to black and white? Even better. Okay. You've been on hiatus, man. Like 100%. I mean,
oh, look, yeah. Well, what is there to talk about? I mean, oh, hey.
Hockey's been canceled.
Hey, but we could talk about, you know, hey, here's what my favorite thing to talk about is. Hey, I love when local municipal politics get involved with my hockey team, and we could talk about the fucking arena deal for 3 hours. No thanks.
Holy fuck, I'd rather
kill myself.
I almost forgot about that.
So there has been shit that's happening. It's just been awful shit that I would literally rather watch soccer. I would literally rather watch Connor McDavid pick every hair out of his neck beard than talk about it. So
yeah, I'd rather watch that. McDavid highlights on the other hand. I would not want to watch that. But let's touch on the arena deal real quick, because I know that it's interesting how this unfolded. I don't know where this is going, but what's the mayor's name? What's her name?
Jody Gondek?
Jody?
Fuck, I don't live in Calgary.
Jody Gondek. I mean, this is in true classic politician style. Mm-hmm. Going to talk about airing of grievances. Airing of grievances on social media. You're a full-grown woman, and you're a mayor of a city.
That's what's fucking blowing. And you're going
to air your grievances. Not even one tweet. It had to be one of those.
A fucking thread. This is the state of our world right now.
This is fake tweeting, by the way. You cannot. This goes against all the rules of tweeting. If you can't say it all in one tweet, it's not a real tweet.
Yeah, when did they figure out this thread shit? Because it's like that's the point of the character limit. It's like, summarize and make your point succinct.
Right. And then you got Marshawn just taking pictures. Backlund does this too. Oh, I'll just take a screenshot of my notes, which is about six times over the character limit. Listen, my dad taught me this growing up. There's always two sides to every story. We're getting one side and it's a politician. So, you know, it's heavily tilted to one side. Heavily. But even through the tweets, you're like, okay, let's follow this stream of logic here. Everything was going fine until you took office, you and your, whatever you want to call it, administration, or, you know, you go to the Calgary Flames, there's a deal already done. And you come and say, oh, okay, well, by the way, we've got to have these extra fees. You got to have a climate change fee on there. I do not know. There was no explanation of what that is, and you know that these billionaires have an issue with.
Well, fucking who? What do you think, Murray? Like again, like I'm sure four guys who are huge into oil and gas and own a team in Calgary, Alberta, are really going to be like, yeah, we'll definitely pitch in an extra $10 million for your climate issues and your solar panels. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't know what you are thinking, like. You think Murray Edwards, who is an oil and gas billionaire, is just going to be like, sure thing.
Right? Well, that, okay, honestly, I'm reading this tweet and that's the first thing that pops out to me is like, okay, I know what you're trying to blame this on these billionaires. And, you know, they're the other side of the story is, yeah, sure. They're part of the problem too, but it's not Murray Edwards is the issue here. You learn this in contract negotiation. As soon as you have a contract, you have an agreement made. As soon as there is an adjustment, an amendment made to that deal, it's no longer a deal.
We had a deal. You shook my hand.
It goes back to negotiation. So I saw a tweet, Steinberg, saying that Ryan Pike calmed everybody down. I didn't listen to the interview, but I'm sure, because this is kind of where I was coming from, was these guys are billionaires. These guys write books on negotiation tactics. Guaranteed, if a politician comes in and changes the agreement already made based on a climate change and what was it, roadways? There's two things.
Yeah, like right of way. So it was the solar panel environmental costs. And then I think it was like a sidewalk and the road right of way or some shit.
What happens now is you open up another, you have to renegotiate. Like that's part of the deal. You don't just come and say, oh, by the way, this deal that's already been wrapped up, we're just going to add these extra fees on. You guys are okay with that, right? Doesn't happen. So personally, I don't think it's anything to get too worried about. If you're,
I wouldn't be worried about it at all.
And you want this building built. I mean, I still love the dome. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. When I read through that, I was like, fuck, this is probably just negotiation tactics from the ownership group. And I don't know, man. It's a bad look, isn't it? For what's your name?
Jyoti.
Why is your name Jyoti? Why couldn't it be Jyoti?
I don't understand these like weird people going like, is she Beyonce? Like, I don't get this shit. Like Nenshi's like go by Nenshi. Like when did our like leaders become these fucking one word like pop star shit? Like Mrs. Yeah, like, Gondek? Shouldn't she be known as that? Mayor Gondek?
Unless it's some weird obscure name that's from the Bible. And maybe it is. I don't know. But unless it is, and where's it coming from? I don't know. Fuck.
Anyways, I wouldn't be too worried about it. It's likely the ownership putting a mayor who's been on the job for a few months, weeks. I don't even know. When was the dumb election? November? I don't know. Don't live in Calgary, so I don't follow it too closely. But it was just them, like you said, putting her in her place and be like, no, you don't fuck with our already agreed upon contract. Yep. And I mean, if you're a fan, that's the problem with all this shit is like, it's like divorce. It's like parents who are fighting and getting divorced. They don't give a shit about us really. And the only people that lose are the fans. We're the kids sitting there in the room, their headphones on, playing Warcraft, trying to,
is it my fault? Bickering. Right. Is it? Yeah. It's my fault, isn't it?
Totally.
You don't love mummy because it's my fault, right?
Exactly.
Did I do something wrong?
I see everybody playing like, ooh, this the mayor's right and oh the flames right. It's like no, this is all dumb and the only people who lose is us because that's the way it goes. So I wouldn't worry about it.
So the moral of the story is we're the losers.
Yes, as we the peons, we the fans, we who fund all this shit, we always end up losing somehow. We're the ones who care about it the most, yet always lose.
All right, moving on from the arena deal.
What else happened?
Did you catch any of the World Juniors? That was a major bummer.
Fucking caught all of it. I love the World Juniors. It's my favorite thing to watch all year.
Major bummer. Can't say I was shocked.
I was kind of shocked. It was canceled outright.
Dude, it's what are we in this? We're going to the third year of COVID. I'm not shocked about anything anymore. However, a lot of people are making this point is like, and I don't know the full details, but people were tweeting it was four players out of 250 in the tournament and they were asymptomatic and you cancel the tournament. That's the preparation you came in with? You didn't expect to happen? You did not expect that to happen? You did not have a game plan for if that happened, more like when that happened? Just a matter of fucking time.
Nonsense. Who is running this shit show?
And the point is, like, we're entering year three of COVID. And there's a lot of sports leagues that have figured out a way to fucking work within.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying is like, people are figuring it out. It's a surprise that they're just like, yeah, no, we're just going to cancel the whole
thing. No, we're not going to use anything from any of these other leagues that's been working. We'll do our own thing. If anybody gets even fucking an asymptomatic positive, the whole fucking things get shut down.
Absurd. So, yeah, so I'm totally bummed. It was dumb. Imagine being one of those kids. You work your ass off and then down the toilet because these idiots can't figure it out.
Fuck, man, Bedard looked good in that second game.
He looked so good. I was looking forward to watching Coronado play.
I was looking forward to seeing the next Connor take stage.
I was looking forward to watching a Connor who I can cheer for.
Right? One Connor. That's all I want. Just one good one. Yeah, major bummer. Interesting segue. Tonight, Dustin Wolf is the backup goalie. On an emergency basis, because Dan Vladar is still in protocol.
Buddy still looks 12, I got to say.
Did you see his stats, though? Like, oh, fuck!
Dude, he's 14-0-2, 1.84 goals against, 940 save. He's 20 years old.
I think it's pretty safe to say this guy will play in the NHL. It's not even a question at this point, is it? Is there still a question mark?
I don't think so.
I want to see him at the NHL level. I mean, all the only recollection I have from training camp this year is the guy looks like Mike Vernon in terms of size and how much he fills the net. But, fuck, those are some good numbers, man.
Dude, he looks wicked. And for some reason, remember when, no, what was weird? Remember when Mike Vernon came back in like the late 2000s or not late, late 90s? Fuck, that was right. No, but you remember he came back with the Flames? He's like old. That was creepy and weird.
I honestly don't even remember that. I remember getting Grant Fear.
Yeah, I know, but Mike Vernon came back.
Remember, dude, remember we had Cujo?
Yeah, that was sweet.
The Flames, and I don't know, maybe this is more than just the Flames, but it seems like the Flames for the longest time, for like, what, 15 straight seasons there, were just getting everybody that used to be good. Right? That was like the MO for a while, wasn't it?
Well, you know what was funny about Cujo was when that was this
series. Owen Nolan, Tony Amonte.
Dude, Owen Nolan was fucking awesome. I remember Cujo. So Mike Keenan pulled goalies all the time and pulled Kipper all the time. And he remember that Sarge game? Obviously, you remember when the Flames were down 3-0. That's like the Cujo won that game because they pulled Kipper. It was wild.
Was it the hit against the Sharks?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's the best comeback of all time, I'm pretty sure.
Anyways, I would love to see Dustin. I keep wanting to call him David Wolf. I'd love to see Dustin Wolf in the NHL sometime real soon.
All right, let's get to tonight's game. This is the only game we haven't covered, right? I mean, we've been off. I checked. December 17th was the last time we recorded. We were tossing an idea around about doing what did everybody get for Christmas? And just hamming it up with you guys, but we were enjoying Christmas.
I was enjoying not having
you were MIA
anything to do. Yeah,
you were gonzo.
I've been off.
How many times have you seen Spider-Man?
Just once.
Really?
But I'm going impressed. Again. But I'm going again tomorrow.
Okay, I was gonna say you're controlling yourself, but
I'm going again tomorrow though.
All right, let's get to tonight's game. And then I do want to finish off with New Year's resolutions, though. So we're going to put ourselves on the spot here. This is zero preparation. We'll do New Year's resolutions, but let's get to tonight's game. Game status, baby.
It's a goal. I mean, the Flames look like they didn't miss a beat tonight.
Okay, well, look.
Well, I mean, for the first 10 minutes, maybe.
First 5 to 8, maybe 10 minutes. They look a little rusty. Yeah. Sure. What, you're down 1-0? Did Gio score the first
one? Gio scored the first one. I was so pissed.
We got everything we wanted. You were pissed? I couldn't be pissed. I was pissed at Brad.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I just have too much happiness for Gio that it way overrode my anger for Bradley Living. So.
See, I'd be happy for Gio if like Seattle didn't kind of suck. Like, if they were good and he scored, I'd be like, all right. We should trade Monahan for Gio. Yeah. That'd be a nice solution.
We really should, but at this point, does anybody? This is an honest question.
No.
Because, I mean, you understand GMs better than I do. Is there a GM in this league that wants to take Sean Monahan on a hope that he's going to turn. I bet you there is.
Yeah, probably. Like, I mean, guys get. I mean, look, the Lucic got traded, right? Like, and he's been fucking great. But you know, if guys like Lucic can't get traded, right? Everybody wants a guy who's scored 30 in this league, because then that's what you say. Oh well, we think he can get, but he's only 27 years old. You think he get back to 30? Blah 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 blah. So, I think somebody would take him.
So Gio comes down, he snipes. We've seen this shot how many fucking times? Hundreds. Hey, this is like the patented Gio goal. And when he scores that goal, you're just like, fuck, do we miss Mark Giordano? Fuck, do we miss a shot? Just one shot on the point that has any sort of fucking chance of going
in the goddamn net. We miss having anybody on the blue line who can remotely create offense.
That was a nice goal. If you listen to it on replay, it hits the post. You can hear it go off the post, and he just snipes that.
Doink.
Gio only has 4 goals.
Well, that's how many more than... How many does Anderson have? Fucking 0?
By the way, the broadcast for some reason said Noah Hanifin scored his 6th goal of the season, which is what? Incorrect. Which is incorrect.
It's like his 6th shot on net this season that actually hit the net.
Yeah, exactly. 3 goals Noah Hanifin has. But I don't know, man. I tweeted this because how long has it been since the expansion draft? How many months? It's been 10 months yet? No. 6?
Was it in June or August or July? I think it's in July.
I thought I would be over it by now.
Yeah, I'm still pissed.
When I see him in the dark blue and teal with a little splash of red,
yeah,
celebrating, I don't even, it's not even, it's not anger. I'm just fucking mad. I'm just
annoyed.
Pain. It's pain.
I forget that I forget about other shit until we play them and I see him. I'm like, God damn it. He should be on our team. This is stupid.
It's stupid. Johnny Gaudreau ties it up.
Holy shit.
Hey, what a fucking pass from Nikita Zordov. I know he had a rough night in the defensive end.
But boy, looked like Bobby Orr at the other end tonight.
Really? And look, I'm at a point now where I'm questioning who's more dangerous in the offensive end. And this isn't a high bar by any means. Nikita Zadorov does not set a high bar in the offensive end of the game. But who is more dangerous offensively on our blue line than Zadorov? I'm waiting.
Dude, I seriously agree with you. Like, you saw Rasmus Anderson get a few shots tonight, and you knew they weren't going in. He has that one good chance, kind of where he's sliding in from the blue line, clear lane to the net, and he just, like, floats that softy right into the old crest. Like, is Nikita Zadorov our best offensive force up there?
Should we like put him on the power play?
Like, okay, like if that stick, if that puck is on Anderson's stick, do you think it's going to Johnny Gaudreau?
Oh, fuck no.
I'm going to say no.
If it's on Noah Hanifin's stick,
absolutely.
Where does it go?
Absolutely not. Fucking wild card if it's on Noah Hanifin's stick.
That's a good way to put it. Complete wild card. So the power play goes 2 for 5 tonight. Which, man, the power play was frustrating to watch.
It goes 2 for 5, but holy shit, is it annoying. Like, I swear to God, on that 5-on-3, they set up behind the net, and I was liking it for about 5 seconds.
I know you like that.
And then they fucked it up. I don't know what the strategy is. It's like everything that happens that's good seems to be accidental.
Yeah. Who scored the first power play goal?
Wasn't it Gaudreau? Was that on the power play? His second goal?
Oh, a second one. Yeah, yeah. I'm still on the first one, bro. You're way ahead of me.
Sorry.
So, what a sick goal. This was about 4 minutes after Gio's goal. So, you tie it up pretty relatively quick, right? How good did Johnny Gaudreau look tonight?
Dude, like, fuck, he was flying. And he's one of the guys, like, man, it was kind of a all emblematic of the way the Flames have won this year. Like, the usual suspects, top line was awesome. Lucic and Mangiapane score, and everyone else did nothing. Kind of. So that was a typical Flames win, but man, Johnny looked good. Like, that's a hard shot, you know? Like, and I know you kind of forget, like, God, like, that was a really hard shot. He was covered. He had some coverage. It's a tough angle. It's a tough shot to make. Just buries it.
Fuck Zadorov just fucking hook, line, and sinkered. Driedre. Like if you look at the replay on that.
Driedre's down and out, man.
Zadorov, not only does he fake the shot, completely sell the goalie. This is a no-look pass. There's that one angle from Johnny's angle. Zadorov did not look at Johnny when he made the pass. Like, that was exceptional.
Well, yeah, that's why I think it was impressive from Zadorov, because he was going to shoot that puck until he heard Gaudreau.
Yeah.
And that's a tough to change your mind in a split second like that and put that on his tape. That's a tough play.
So interesting. Let's touch on the lines real quick before we keep going to the goals. Daryl changes things up. And it looked like the lines that were projected is not what they went with.
Yeah, they switched. They had Dubé back at center.
That was projected on the third line.
Was it?
That's what they projected. But then it was Mangiapane, Dubé, and Lucic. Instead of Lucic on the second line, they had...
Oh, right. They flipped Mangi and Lucic.
No, Mangiapane was with Lucic and Dubé.
Yeah, but wasn't he projected to be with Backlund and Coleman?
It was Lucic, yeah, was projected to go with Backlund and Coleman. And so who played with them? Pitlick?
Yeah, Pitlick was with Backlund and Coleman.
Hey, forgive me. I don't have a fucking recollection.
I literally watched the first period, and I don't know what I was texting you about, but then I was like, holy fuck, is Blake Coleman even playing?
Outside of Backlund turning the puck over on a 2-on-1, I didn't notice him much. And then sure shit didn't notice fucking Blake Coleman.
Dude, like, what does he do for this team right now other than kill penalties? It's an expensive penalty killer right there.
Very expensive defensive player, eh?
Like, I don't know what he does for this team other than fucking take selfies and dick around on social media. Piss me off. Like, this guy, hey, totally. True. He has more fucking selfies this year on Twitter and Instagram than he does points.
Yeah, he sure liked raking the money in Calgary to stick fucking selfies.
Like, dude, when are you going to start scoring for this team?
Take as many selfies as you want, but at least keep the fucking point to selfie ratio pretty fucking even.
Yo,
please.
Like, let me just say something. If you're sucking ass on the ice, the last thing I want to see is you dicking around on social media. I'm sorry.
I couldn't agree more, man.
Like, I don't want to see, I don't want to be like, hey, the Flames just lost and you sucked. And then, like, I mean, this is his Christmas break, whatever. But I don't want to see that shit, you know? Like, you know the scene in Moneyball when they're all fucking dancing and celebrating shit after they're losing? And Brad Pitt comes in and slams everything. He's like, that's what losing sounds like? That's what I want.
I actually haven't seen that, but sounds... You referenced Moneyball quite a bit. I got to watch that.
You got to watch Moneyball.
Have you watched Any Given Friday?
No.
Well, then, here's the deal. I'll watch Moneyball if you watch Any Given Friday.
I don't even know what Any Given Friday is, but I'll do it.
Al Pacino, bro. This is like one of the best... Well, it is the best sports monologue in any movie of all time. But it's one of the best sports movies.
Al Pacino is in a sports movie? What the shit?
Sorry. I think it's Any Given Sunday. I better double check.
Here. I just IMDb Any Given Friday. What the
fuck? Yeah. Any Given Sunday. Sorry, my bad. But yeah, Al Pacino is the coach, man. He gives the best speech of all fucking time. So thoughts on the Lucic, Mangiapane, Dubé line then, because Ken Wilson was tweeting this because for some reason Dubé and Lucic work, and we saw it again tonight. I mean, I noticed Dubé quite a bit tonight. That line produces, they score two goals, like you said, you get some secondary scoring from your third fucking line, because your second line
ain't doing
dick.
Like, are they ever going to score? Pitlick's never going to score. even though God bless his little 12-year-old heart. He looks so little still.
He's like Timmy from is it Timmy from the Christmas Carol?
Eh? Tiny Tim?
Yeah, Tiny Tim. There you go. He probably had the crutches all Christmas. He was fucking injured. Bless
his little heart.
It's coming to the fucking practice. Hey guys, score one for me,
Tyler. Yeah, they're not fucking scoring. But yeah, I don't know why Lucic and Dubé work so well together. Their forecheck was pretty fantastic tonight. I do still think Dubé is way more effective at center. And maybe, I don't know, maybe that's factor is Lucic is ferocious and a bit of a monster on the forecheck, as is Dubé. So lucky I don't know if they're just a good forechecking duo or what's going on, but they do work well together. And I mean, Mangiapane is going to play well with anyone. So I don't mind that trio at all.
Lucic looked good again tonight. How much do you wish that we traded Sean Monahan instead of Sam Bennett at this point? Because remember the line of Lucic, Dubé, and Bennett look like, against Dallas?
They do I remember?
That's like what? That's probably the best thing. That's the best memory we have as Flames fans the last, 4 years at least, right?
That's one of the most dominant performances. Well, that's like, okay, playoffs. I mean, that's the only good playoff performance by pretty much any trio we've seen in the last 6 years, seven, 8 years.
Since Stajan fucking
clinched. So, yeah, like, honestly, I know everybody still gives Bennett shit. It's like, oh, he gets to play with Huberto and shit. He's been fucking great this year.
No, he's never going to work here.
Yeah, so, like, it's pretty funny and crazy to think, like, hey, where would you be if you had Sam Bennett instead of Sean Monahan right now?
Holy fuck, man. I would take him.
Oh, dude, like dude, that's like.
Well, and even look, what did Sam resign for?
It was kind of expensive, I thought.
Was it like four?
Four and a half.
Yeah, I think or something. I was thinking four and a half, but it was still, I'd rather four and a half than what is
Sean? Well, would you rather be paying, Sam Bennett?
Six and a half?
Four and a half, or Sean Monahan 6.35?
I'll take $2 million less with a guy that actually can still play hockey.
Yeah, a guy who isn't a fucking half machine at this point.
So let's get to Sean Monahan, because that's the other line change. He's bumped down to the fourth line now. And if you're Daryl Sutter, what other choice do you
have? You have no choice unless you, like, you have zero choice at this point. He does nothing. There's nowhere for him to go.
I don't even think he should be on PP1, dude.
No, of course not. You're telling me Mangiapane shouldn't be there over him?
And then why isn't Coleman on PP2? You got to get this guy going.
Get him going. Jeez, take away his phone for 5 seconds, maybe. I know everyone's cracking up about the great selfie. It's like he has 4 goals this year. I don't want to see him crack. He should be. I want to see him in his basement working out. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, he's putting more work in. I want to see
you in your fucking hot tub.
Can you put as much work into your fucking offensive game as your Instagram game?
Thank you, Blake. But dude, like, Monahan's giving you zero at this point. I don't know what you do with him.
Fuck. Well, that'll be a story that remains to be untold. I mean, like, you've heard these talks about how, oh yeah, fucking the Flames are in on fucking, what's the guy from Hurdle? We're in on Hurdle? How are we in on Hurdle? How?
We're not.
What does he make, A? And what is he worth, B?
Well, Thomas Hurdle.
What's our cap, C? And what do we have to offer, D?
Well, it sounds like a hard sell for Brad. Again, put the Brad Sheehy living factor into all of this, where a guy can't let go of anything.
Unless it's Mark Giordano.
Unless it's your heart and soul player for the last 10 years, who's still your best defenseman. And he's like, fuck you, Gio. So Hurdle makes 5.625.
That goal was for Brad, eh? Huh? That goal tonight was for Brad, eh? Sorry, what does Hurdle make?
5.625. So you have to move something out. Like,
basically, you have to swap Monahan for Hurdle. Who the fuck is going to do that?
Dude, it's like, he's killing this team right now. Because if your big $5 million Blake Coleman ain't scoring, Michael Backlund ain't scoring, Like you're relying heavily. You know how heavily you're relying on Milan Lucic's goal scoring right now? It's ridiculous. Absurd, because if Johnny and Kachuk and Lindholm don't score, you're not winning.
Yeah, Blake and fucking Michael are doing sweet dick.
Sweet dick. So, I don't know. This has gone on. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen from Brad Living. Is this, like, he can't get rid of Sean Monahan? And, like, I was guilty of thinking he could bounce back.
Dude, it's over, man.
But, like,
I mean, here's the thing. How many goals does he have?
What does he have? Four goals?
I'm looking it up right now. HockeyDB, here we go.
He's got four.
He's got four goals in 29 games.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Listen, he's been on PP1 the entire fucking season. He has four goals in 29 games.
He has 14 goals. Like we've said this before, in his last full season of hockey, he has 14 goals. I mean, you want to stretch that back to his shitty 2019-20 season where he only had 22 goals. Dude has like barely over 30, like almost 40 goals in his last, 150-ish games? It's insane. Dude,
well, the reason I bring up the numbers is if you want to look at what can you honestly expect from Sean Monahan now, if you surrender to the fact that this guy is not rebounding, it's not going to happen. What player is he now? Is he a 15 goal scorer at best?
No, it doesn't look like it.
He's on pace for about 15, maybe 14.
And the other thing is too, like playing him in that role is a detriment to him and the team. Like, I still don't get this fourth line shit. Like, I haven't had much of a problem with Lewis and Richardson, but I mean, like, every single night they're getting killed.
They looked, you know, really when they had the first two goals that Seattle scored was the fourth line.
Like, they might be one of the worst lines in terms of their ability to drive play and their ability to not get scored against in the entire league. And I get Darryl wants like those guys around for other reasons, but like, holy shit. Like, it's just such a weakness of this team to have those three guys getting creamed every night.
So Seattle goes up 2-1 early in the second period on the dying seconds of the power play. Johnny Gaudreau ties it up on the PP. Which one was this? It's this slap here. Do you remember this goal?
The Johnny power play goal?
Yeah, the second one. I don't know why they said slap shot. That was a snapshot.
Yeah, he roofed that shit.
Dude, that was a snipe. We talked about this on the other podcast. Like, his ability, usually on breakaways, to put it in a fucking 4x4-inch hole. It's fucking snipe.
Yeah, his shot. I don't know if he worked on his shot this year or what, but man, it's been fucking great.
So good. Lucic puts us up ahead 3-2 with another fucking... Hey, Everett, look, you can't blame Dreger. He thought he was going 5-hole. We all thought he was going 5-hole. Perfect time to go shelf, eh? That was a good snipe.
Yeah, and I mean, say what you want about Lucic. Guy's always been able to score goals. Like, he may be pretty slow and pretty useless a lot of the time, but he was a former 30-goal scorer. And yeah, used to score a lot of goals.
I was looking at his goal totals tonight. He had 30 in his fourth season and 26, 24 in his fifth season. I mean, he scored 20, around 20, you know, for the majority of his career until he went to Edmonton. 10 last season. He's already got 8. So, I mean, fuck.
You're right, more goals than Monahan over the same time span.
Dude, what a sad story. Remember last season, Sam Bennett was the saddest story in hockey. Now it's fucking Sean Monahan.
Sean Monahan, without a doubt.
Yanni Gord ties it up in the third period. Then Mangiapane with a late power play goal when it looked like PP1 just was going to blow it. PP2 comes out. And Mangiapane, that was a good shot for Shillington.
Hey, yeah, he was like, great shot.
It was a good little half one-timer. He kept it low.
One-timers usually lead to good things, eh?
Hey, it's amazing when you hit the net from the point without shooting it right at his chest. What happens? What could happen? Yeah. Beautiful goal. Mangiapane is 18. He's got 18 goals.
Already almost got 20. I was looking, I was like, they really even played any games. Like, they have 15 wins. It's like they've not played a ton of games. And he has almost 20 goals.
We got to plan something special for Brett Chesley. He was beaking us early on in the season when Mangiapane had 8. He was on a tear. This was like 3 weeks into the season. He was leading the league. And Brett Chesley was saying, oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck, he'll disappear. Watch. Give him there 2 weeks. He's fucking, dude, he's going to hit. He said, call me when he has 20 goals. Dude, if not for the fucking three-week hiatus that they just had, does he not have 20 goals already before Christmas break?
Totally. He's on fire. And like, there was a few guys I thought tonight who didn't look rusty at all. Kudrow being one of them, but Mangiapane had a rush shift early on in the game. When I was just like, fuck, this guy's so good. And like, if there's one thing that I missed over this little hiatus, it's watching Andrew Mangiapane play hockey. Fuck me.
He was on point early and he was on point all night.
He's so good every night.
McCann scores that was a good tip-in goal. That was kind of a, let the air of the balloon, deflated any good juju we had going. Was it 16 seconds later? It was fucking like 30 seconds later. Ridiculous. And then the Calgary Flames do the same thing. I'm looking at this right here. This is Mangiapane scores with 16:51 left or into the third. McCann 17:21. 30 seconds to be exact. Tkachuk scores at 17:34, 13 seconds later. I did not expect this. I did not see this coming. When McCann tied it up, I was like, well, at least maybe we're going to point. We'll see what happens. I did not expect Matthew Tkachuk to dig deep. This has been the theme of the podcast, the last 2-3 podcasts. This is what Darryl Sutter has been saying. Is these guys need to figure out how to go a little bit longer, a little bit deeper in these close games. We got to be able to scratch out more points in these games. We saw that tonight. It's a good sign.
That's huge. That's exactly what we've been saying. Okay, we need to see. It's like, sure, they've been, getting points. Good on them. Now we need to see them take it to the next level. That's some shit that needed to happen tonight. You've heard Darryl say things like, oh, this team battled back. That's something they wouldn't do. Last season, this is probably something they wouldn't have even done 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. So, goddamn, that was huge. And, of course, it's Tkachuk. Would you make him the captain already? So,
big... it's not ready.
Not ready. Super gutsy win.
It really was.
Yeah.
I mean, look, what was this? I think it was 17 days. I mean, my math might be off, but it was around 17 days.
I think it was 19, maybe.
19 days without a game. These guys were only allowed to practice on the 26th. So it was 4 days? 4 days ago they started to be able to practice. For them to come off, shake off a bit of rust early, get themselves back in the game, take control of the game, and then to show no signs. They bent, but they didn't break, right? And then they willed themselves a win. So super gutsy win. Give us the game report.
Yeah, and like, again, I just want to reiterate how it's kind of hard because it's like that top line is carrying this team so much, but they're just so good. The top line had like a 95% expected goals for tonight. Holy shit, they were good.
That is ridiculous. Anyways, 95?
Like, just crazy. Mostly because of Tkachuk was so good.
65 is good. 75 is excellent.
They're 90, so good.
95 is ridiculous.
Anyways, the Flames outshoot the Kraken, which is still a dumb name, I gotta say. 40-22. Shot attempts at 5-on-5, 44-30 for the Flames. Scoring chances, 17-13. High danger chances were 6 apiece. The Flames edge the Kraken in expected goals. 4 percentage at 56.5 to the Kraken's 43.5. Top game scorers, Johnny Gaudreau, Matt Tkachuk, Noah Hanifin, Elias Lindholm, Milan Lucic. A fantastic game from the top line tonight. And I think in particular, Kachuk, because you know what? Like, something that we keep talking about. You see, if you don't watch the games, you don't really pick it up. It's like, because like we said, Gaudreau and Lindholm get all the points. They get a lot of the praise. Everyone's like, oh, Kachuk doesn't score enough to be paid $9 million. It's like, if you watch the games, if you're paying attention, you realize how much work Matthew Kachuk does in both zones to drive that line. Like, the dude is just a fucking machine.
Well, and dude, honest to God, it's night after night he leads the fucking expected goals.
Because, a lot of the time, if I don't watch the game, or even if I do watch the game sometimes, and I'm like, I didn't really notice Kachuk tonight. And then if I just check the stats, it's like, holy shit, he was really good, I guess. Like, it's like that every single night. Whether you notice him in a spectacular fashion or not, he's doing the work every single night.
Yeah, similar to Mangiapane.
Yeah.
So at this point, and I don't know what's the second line, what's the third line. I think third
Fucking sucked. Both the bottom six was terrible tonight.
Well, I think technically the third line is the Mangiapane, Dubé.
I guess.
But at this point, you like what you saw tonight. I wouldn't be splitting them up.
No. Nope.
But what do you do for the second line? I mean, Pitlick doesn't help your, you know, an already offensively challenged duo of Backlund and Coleman.
Well, it's pretty weird. We saw Backlund and Coleman and Pitlick play like two. Like, remember back in the Eastern Road trip where they were great? So it's like they were great for like two games. And we've seen Backlund. That's been Backlund's MO for the last 3 years. Be unbelievable and then like disappear for 3 weeks. But it's kind of disappointing. Coleman has been like that as well.
Would you be opposed to trying Sean Monahan on that line on the wing?
I don't know. I'd try anything with Monahan at this point that doesn't involve him playing center.
Why? Does he have to play center? He's pretty good on the draw tonight, but fuck, man, it's not like he's a defensive beast down low in the center position. And I mean, it's not like it's not like he's breaking through the neutral zone and, you know, utilizing center ice.
He's never been a good centerman.
He's not even that good on the draw.
I know.
Why?
He doesn't carry the puck.
What's the obsession?
The guy, like, right? Like, if anything is affected, it's his skating ability because, you know, he had to have his hips fixed over the summer. Don't know. Don't know what to do with him.
All right. Well, I guess we'll monitor that. So the Winnipeg game in Calgary was in Calgary. Yeah, it was, right? It gets canceled. And this is Gary Bettman. This is Gary Bettman canceling the Canadian games.
We are going to cancel everything in Canada.
They should just move the league down to the States, eh?
Maybe the Flames should move to Houston. I get to watch a lot more games, probably.
Until COVID's over, eh?
Yeah.
They have, I mean, good timing. They have four games on the road coming up: Chicago, Florida, Tampa, Carolina. Hopefully within another week and a half. I don't see this getting any better. They'll come home and have to cancel they got four games scheduled.
Four game win streak, and then the season will be canceled.
Yeah. Seems like things are snowballing here in Canada. Not the same to be said in the United States. I guess we'll see how it plays out, but I don't know. They'll probably be able to play these four games on the road, and then I don't know. I got a sense that it's snowballing here, so I wouldn't be surprised if some of these games are canceled when they come back. But you got Chicago. Dude, how good is Florida?
Holy shit, they scored 9 on the Lightning tonight.
I really anticipated them to take a little bit of a step back.
Oh, me too.
After losing Quinville, but fuck, they haven't really. Oh man, brutal. You need to win in Chicago because that's your easiest game. Then you play Florida, Tampa, Carolina.
That's going to be killer. Those are three of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, you play back-to-back too. I mean, you get lots of rest, but fuck, man, it's going to be tough. That is a tough roadie.
Well, if the games are canceled, just go watch Spider-Man over and over and over again.
Over and over and over again. Okay, let's do these. Anything else current you want to touch on, wrap up on before we go to New Year's resolutions? We're going to bang it off.
Nope.
Okay, let's do some New Year's resolutions. Let me pull up the roster here. This is in no particular order. Michael Backlund.
Hit the fucking net.
What's his New Year's resolution? How about if you're on a 2-on-1, just shoot it. And then, like you said, hit the net. Is that too much to ask?
This guy is
like the master of, I'm always going to pass it every time, and it's never going to get to the guy.
But if I don't pass it, I'm going to blow it wide.
Honest to God, if it's Michael Backlund, my expectations are, if he just hits the net, I'm happy. That's where I'm at with him. Blake Coleman. Less selfies.
Less time on social media, bud.
Could you just do something in the offensive end?
Yeah, just do something. What exactly it is you do here? You kill like, penalties, but...
It's like that meme of the guy poking Coleman with a stick, saying, do something.
Do something. Come on. Like, buddy, you got as many goals as Sean Monahan.
I mean, what can you do? Is something you can work on? Like, fuck. I don't know, man.
Less time in the hot tub, more time in the gym.
Dylan Dubé. Less time enjoying Calgary as a little slice of home.
Yeah, Blake.
Just fucking playing hockey.
You think you're endearing yourself to me by showing me how much you love my hometown?
While sucking at scoring goals?
Don't pull that shit on me. I can see right through that.
Endear me while you're producing.
Make me love you because you're awesome at hockey, not because you're like, hey, I like Calgary.
Hulk. It's a lot like Texas, Hulk.
It's a lot like Texas, except it's minus 45 overnight.
I can wear my cowboy hat.
It's like, Blake, Hulk. You love Calgary because you have a heated driveway and a heated garage. I have to get up at 4 in the morning and start my car so it'll run for the day.
Blake, you love Calgary because you're getting paid, what, five? Is it 5.5?
4.5? I don't even remember.
You're getting paid $5 million.
A lot of money.
To play defense well. That's what you're getting paid for. Dylan Dubé. New Year's resolution, skate more, shoot more. Those are his two biggest strengths. He got away from that.
I don't know if it's the puck more, too.
Yeah, like seriously, does anybody on this team, maybe Noah Hanifin, skate through the neutral zone with the puck better than Dylan Dubé? Obviously, well, Josh Giroux, but
he should be ripping up the neutral zone and carrying pucks in, and that's why I like him at center. But he doesn't do that enough. He's just dishes and he's
more of that.
Yeah.
More skating, more shooting. Johnny Gaudreau. Oh, fuck it. Oh, Johnny.
I mean,
he's currently my favorite player.
Yeah, he has really.
And look, that's saying a lot because I'm a Kachuk lover, but I currently like Gaudreau more than Kachuk.
Hi, we'll get back to the show in just a moment. Just got to fit in a word from our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings is an official sports betting partner of the NHL, and right now they have a great promotion going on where new customers can bet just $1 on any NHL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores. So there's no ties anymore, so somebody's going to score eventually. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet or you're in Canada, no problem. You can play for huge cash prizes over at DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports and use their daily fantasy hockey contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use the promo code THPN to throw down $1 on any NHL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. The promo code is THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. You gotta be 21 years or older in New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He's had a big year. He got his degree and shit, and he's been one of the best players in the league. What could he do better? What could be his New Year's resolution?
Maybe he could teach back. Can he not work with Backlund and Coleman on? I mean, Backlund's an easy one. Can you just teach him how to hit the fucking net?
He could spend more time in the gym, probably, because
I was thinking about this the other day, and it's like I've been pretty easy on him in terms of his playoff performance. But just like imagine if he had like a little bit of Brad Marchand in him. Not even Brad Marchand. I don't even know if that's a good example. But just like imagine if this guy was a force in the playoffs. Like a real force. Like took over a playoff series in a playoff round.
Well, he did against the Ducks once.
So that's his resolution, is to be ready come playoff time. To be a monster.
All right, Trevor Lewis, New Year's resolution, what? Get some, what's that
anti-aging? Hey, get some rest. Take some, like, order, like, a book on longevity or something. Like, spend some time in a fucking chain, like, a metabolic chamber or some shit.
Goji berries? I heard those are good for...
Some gojis, some reishi mushroom or some shit. Some anti-aging...
Can he do some forehead injections? He's got some serious forehead going on. Hey, you know what? I really appreciate what he's actually
doing. I like Lewis. He sucks on the ice. And like I said, it's kind of a problem that his line gets creamed every night, but I like him.
Elias Lindholm. He's a bit off today.
He's been a bit off the last couple games. I mean, he's got a lot to live up to.
Could he be a little bit less good looking? Is that too much to ask?
He could release his. You know what? He could tell me where he gets those toques from. Is he always wearing those bitchin' toques?
Could he share some with the some
share those, some style
and some good looks with Connor McDavid?
Share some style secrets, Jesus.
Could you help the face of the sport? Be easier to look at.
Actually, Elias. Here, I've got one for Lindholm. When he posts on his Instagram, he always posts like stock photos you can find on the internet. It's like, at least Blake Coleman's giving me a glimpse into something. Now, see, I'm going to sound like I'm talking about both sides of my mouth here, but Lindholm earns his social media time because he's good and he scores goals. I want to see some.
He can post as much junk as he wants.
He can post as much as he wants. So I want to see some more like locker room shit from Lindholm.
Kind of locker room shit,
like cool shit that I wouldn't get to see otherwise, not weird shit.
All right, Milan Lucic.
I mean,
fuck, he's been good, been
so good. Like, what the world is this? He could fight a bit more though.
Who was he? It was tonight. He was
going at Alexiak tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have minded to see him drop the, like, pound that guy's face in.
Fuck, it would have been nice, eh? Could have beat him about Penny after.
Exactly.
So your sister probably was stronger than you, eh?
Probably is, to be honest. But he could fight more. That's always kind of bugged me. He doesn't fight enough.
Andrew Mangiapane, could you do some fucking... Why isn't he doing bread stuff on Instagram? Like, why?
Such a missed opportunity,
like, right? Embrace the nickname. Your Instagram should be just bread all day long, every day.
His New Year's resolution could be like maybe chill out so we can afford to sign him, or his New Year's resolution could be milk Bradshaw Living for as much money as he can.
New Year's resolution, get Bradshaw Living fired by...
Thank you. There we go.
Losing me
you got me there.
Another team.
Well...
Via offer sheet. That's too much?
Too much.
Tour line. Get Bradshaw Living fired while...
While also signing with us for many years.
Yeah, that's all he could really do is... Yeah. More than what he's currently doing. That would be awesome. All right, Sean Monahan.
Holy fuck.
How about find a time machine or get Tony Stark to design some sort of bionic hip for him?
Get the Infinity Gauntlets and pull some snap shit to either fix your hip or, yeah, go back in time or do something.
Oh, man. Fucking Sean Monahan.
Like, he needs to be, like, you remember when Vision is getting created in that, like, box thing of synthetic? Like, they need to put him in one of those and, like, create a new Sean Monahan. Can we clone him? Can we do something?
who would be Thor that just comes down and fucking smashes the thing with his hammer? Who would that be?
That sounds like a Lucic type thing.
Yeah. Or Brian Burke comes back and just all right, Tyler Pickluck.
Grow some facial hair. Use some minoxidil or something.
What look the like fuck is, dude, what is minoxidil?
I don't know. Isn't it some hair growth shit?
Minoxidil?
It's like Rogaine or something.
I know what Nair is, I'll tell you that much.
You put it on your face and like makes you grow facial hair.
I'll tell you what the opposite is. Nair. Don't get the opposite of Nair, Tyler. That's your resolution.
Okay, you know what? Tyler Pillick needs to score a goddamn goal. Like, Tyler, I really appreciated your effort, and I really like what you do on the ice, but you gotta pull. He has that David Moss shit where it's like, hey, I hated David Moss because he would just work really hard but not really smart. But then he finally started scoring goals, so he's got to score some goals.
Buddy has 0 goals, 2 assists in 22 games.
Yeah, not
good. And he can be getting. He's not spent much time on the. He hasn't spent much time on the fourth line. So this is all not like great. Third line minutes. Pick it up, bro. Score a fucking goal. Brad Richardson. Skip.
Dude, I don't even know what to say about him. He's like an NPC.
What's NPC?
I don't even know what he looks like. A non-playable character. Like, you know, when you're playing a game and there's like random characters. That's him. I don't know what he looks like even. I don't know what he does for this team.
You could not.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
You could not pick him out of Atlanta. Mm-mm. I could. Just from that one interview he did with talking about Sutter.
That was a good interview, but I still don't know what his face looks like.
Brett Ritchie?
Oh, my God. Not play for us. Dude, my hate for Ritchie is so irrational and sad because like he was even good in the 9 games he played this year, and I still don't want him to come back.
How about bang your head, get out of the shower, and fucking
yeah,
miss another 20 games?
Yeah, that'd be good with me.
Is that too rude? Mm-mm. Matthew Tkachuk? Dude, Matthew Tkachuk and Johnny Gaudreau have been the two brightest.
I can't even complain about Tkachuk.
Me either.
Like, has he not been everything and more that he's got? Like, he's been so good. And there's no, like, especially considering what happened last season with all the dumb shit.
How about help your dad fucking
clean? Sure, get your dad on a diet plan. Like,
can you introduce the concept of nutrition to him?
Like, that's one thing that does scare me with the Tkachuks. Is like, hey, I see Keith. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, but this was what?
These guys are not going to age well.
They'll be fine. When Keith retired to Keith now was, he's unrecognizable, but they'll be fine while they're playing.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Get Keith on an exercise and diet regimen.
Help your dad out. I want to see him in the stands in playoff games being able to handle the pressure of the playoff hockey. I don't want to see him keeling over in the middle of a play.
I want to see him amongst his peers who I watched growing up, like Mike Modano, Paul Kariya, who still look great and not look like he's 100 years older than them.
Is Brett Hall considered a peer? Because he's...
Yes, but also in the same category as Keith.
Sure, but if you're going to be in the same category, could you at least be as fun as Keith is at the games? If there are no changes coming, could you at least be that guy, you know, what, second intermission when it cuts the commercial break, he's just got the mic.
Crushing it.
Just amping up the crowd. Rasmus Anderson.
Score. Oh, geez, where do you start? I don't know. Cut your dumb hair. Number one.
It's getting
although he's there. Been really good. I don't know why I'm mad at Rasmus.
He
that's old. Been. That's an old habit. That's
I'll tell you why
from last year.
I'll tell you why you're mad. Because he plays on PP1.
Correct. And he pisses me off. And that's when I'm the most pissed off in those games. Is when PP1 is sucking and he's got the puck.
New Year's resolution. Study some. Who could he could be compared to? Not like Nick Lidstrom. Not Erik Karlsson. Who's a good, solid comparison for what he might be able to contribute on the power play?
I mean, he could even like contribute get some Giordano contributions going. Like, I mean, I know Gio is famous for blasting everything from the point, but
at least he fucking came down to the top of the circles every once in a while.
At least he knows not to staple his feet to the highest point on the blue line possible.
At least he knows how to make a drop pass from his backhand.
Ooh, how sexy was that entry tonight when Johnny's got it and he like does that little twirl to Lindholm and then it goes over to Kachuk? That was sweet. It led to one of the goals, but it was really sweet.
Erica Branson.
Dude, like Erica Branson, good for you. He could use some Just for Men in his beard because, again, maybe some anti-aging stuff for him. Like, I thought he was like 40 years old. And he's
Did you see Shillington's head in the warm-ups? In the anthems? Yeah.
No?
So his head's pretty much shaved.
Okay.
But he's got like 12 bald spots.
What?
Yeah. It's weird.
What the shit? He's on the Sam Bennett.
It's like Joker when he fucking landed in the acid bath or something. Like something. I don't know what happened to him.
Oh, no. Well, that's sad. I don't know. Well, what's for Gabranson? Maybe like what makes sense.
Dude, honestly, I want
stay on your feet on a 2-on-1, bud.
I want to see him rip that puck. I want to see him be the new Michael Stone. Be the new Michael Stone, rip the puck. He probably has a harder shot than Michael Stone.
He's a big boy.
Guy's a fucking behemoth. Just let her rip. He's got a good shot. Slap it.
Nothing better than a slapper that goes in the net.
Noah Hanifin. Oh man.
I don't know. Get take do just some
change,
study.
Just change.
Like get study. Like what can he study like in terms of books to make him better at hockey and just like smarter in general? Is there some sort of like intellect? Can he do some like brain teasers or some shit? He should just like something to increase his IQ. Take some lion's mane mushroom to get that something to increase your IQ, bud. Take some extra credit, like college courses, Sudoku, anything from as simple as it is to like as complex as you can find. Like,
I was gonna say when the puck goes to the ozone, just change, but I guess that wouldn't work because
no, it's get not him, gonna work. Get the guy some brain games.
Yeah, brain games. Can you get him to study some hockey? Like, just watch Wayne Gretzky film. Yeah,
that's it. That's maybe, all he should maybe, be allowed to watch on the
maybe,
plane.
Maybe through osmosis.
Do a Clockwork Orange with him, except it's only like Wayne Gretzky footage.
Exactly. Okay, that's good. I like that. All right, let's go to Shillington. Stop doing coke.
Yeah, just like cool it, you know?
Get it? You're fast.
We love that you're fast. It's a great part of your game. You're fast.
We but love that you're a good stick handler.
You don't have to fucking Matthew Lombardi every puck.
Oh boy. All right, Kristanov.
I mean, I really would get some new teeth if I was a millionaire. Like, I don't know if that's rude of me to say.
How about the gum chewing?
Dude, Jesus Christ, how have we not brought this up? What is with the gum? I don't know how this hasn't come up because every time he's chewing that gum, I'm like, why does he shut his fucking mouth when he's chewing that gum like a pig? Hey, what is with that?
Hey, how do you chew gum playing NHL hockey?
Dude. Okay, like I could imagine chewing gum.
I couldn't. But you telling me, like, hey, imagine.
I guess when you're like skating and you're really gas and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine you're going to go do like an F45 or just do like a really high intensity.
Yeah, that's true. I would not want gum. That's right.
You're going to chew gum? For a high-intensity
I chew gum if I'm running, like, jogging lightly. That's when I chew gum. And eventually I even spit it out because I'm like, fuck, I get too much saliva in my mouth. And I'm
and you're like, panting. Fuck, I'm going to inhale this thing.
Yeah. Okay, good point. But the broader point is he chews that gum like a hog. Like, where was he raised? Like, if I chewed my gum like that, especially on national TV, my parents would kill me.
Well, I think the problem is he's, like, that's a big wad, dude.
Chris, if you're listening...
Like, he's not chewing Trident. He's got at least four.
Like, double. Like, what kind of gum do you think that is? He's usually pink.
He's got at least four double bubbles in there, dude.
Like, is double bubble or is it like Big League Chew or what the shit?
No, Big League Chew. Oh, dude, it should be Big League Chew, but you know it's double bubble.
So, Chris Tanev, learn some manners, bud. Like, don't chew like a big hog.
Or maybe switch to Dentine because is it, everybody has to chew bubble, double, double, double like that. It's just so thick. Mm-hmm. You have to mow on it.
I don't like that.
All right, Nikita.
Zadorov?
Yes.
Why do I like Zadorov and hate Richie or something? I don't know why I like Zadorov.
I'm in the same boat.
He makes too much money. He's dumb. He sucks at defense a lot of the time, but I like him.
He likes to smash bodies, and he is actually pretty good offense. He's our best offensive defenseman, so.
He could use, like, we need a few more Eric Francis roasts from Nikita Zadorov. He could up his chirping of Francis per
his off ice antics.
Yeah, I want to see increase, more off ice.
Increase the off ice antics.
Yeah. Good one.
Jakob Markstrom. Stop fucking. Just chill. I mean, in every single game they lose, he blames himself.
Does he just sleep? Does he eat and sleep? I just imagine he like goes home and just like he doesn't even really have a bed. He just like sits
on a chair
and like stares at the wall and just like is just like, fuck, I'm gonna get him next game.
When they lose, he punishes himself by sleeping. He hangs himself upside down from the ceiling. That's how he makes himself sleep.
It's actually a good one. It's like relax. You could relax a bit, Jacob. You're
Jacob.
It's like, you know how Blake Coleman is not intense enough? You could be a little less intense.
Yeah. Could you do the opposite of – or pull a Mike Smith every once in a while and blame somebody else other than yourself, please? Even if it was just for a joke. Just chill, bro.
It's a joke. It might feel good.
What kind of car do you think he drives? It's got to be something that's not comfortable.
Yeah, it's like some big rig that's like just utilitarian. It's probably like an old Range Rover from like the really cool ones. They're like not comfy, but like military grade shit.
He probably drives a Jeep with the doors off in the winter. It's got to be uncomfortable. Okay? Just does not relax. All right, Daniel Vladar.
I mean, he could comb his hair post game.
It was I can't even picture his hair. I got nothing bad to say.
It's like all no, I don't either. But he could just get a comb in his hair post game. It's always like his kids look. He looks like a 12-year-old who's like at church, but it's like it's like Billy, you didn't comb your hair this morning, you little shit.
There's some moose in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little lesson from Elias on how to
exactly
dab your hair.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Daryl and Brad, and we'll call it a night.
What do you even say about Brad?
We'll go Daryl and end with Brad. Daryl Sutter.
New Year's resolution for Daryl. I want to see... That's a good one, because he pretty much does everything I want him to do. What would Daryl be demanding of himself, though?
Let's get some Eric Francis roast. It's been a while. Like, can you just get a roast, like a straight up, like not a shutdown,
not a wink wink,
not a put down or a shut. Like, I want a roast.
Just a fuck you, Eric. No, but something more clever.
Exactly. Or a fuck you, Eric. We work too.
Yeah, I could use a good. It usually cheers me up. Is a good Daryl Sutter roasting. You know what? Not even Francis. Just I need a good media roast here.
Sure. If Francis is there, all the better, but I'll take a media roast. Okay, Brad, you're living?
Oh, my God.
How about get some for that?
Yeah. That thing that's growing.
COVID lip?
Growing on his face.
He's got COVID lip. I didn't even know
that was Uncle, a thing. What does Uncle Buck say to that lady? Have a rat and all that thing off your face.
I didn't know there was a COVID lip till tonight. So now,
it's a new variant.
Maybe he was him that spread the DNA.
Straight, yeah, no shit, eh? Straight up, Brad Shea Living, New Year's resolution is to get this team a goddamn goal scorer.
Fuck.
Fuck is right.
I mean, it was pretty funny because I think it was Kent Wilson talking about McCann tonight. How he'd be a good addition for the Flames.
Oh, he would, eh?
Yeah. That's how you know we're not going to get him because he'd be a good addition. And then all the comments are like, yeah, here comes a... we need a forward? Oh, okay. Well, expect two or three defensemen then.
Here two or three defensemen that nobody's ever heard of.
Oscar Fantenberg and
Eric Forbert. And
Eric, was that his name? Forbert?
Oh, God. Fuck. Sometimes, like, you have to listen to Wills on the radio, and the way he pronounces Forbert is in below. It's like he says he emphasizes the Bort so much. Derek Forbort, Barry Bert, Bort. Like, jeez.
Remember when we got Eric Gustafson and we had him for like three games and then COVID hit?
He was great on the power play.
We got like three games out of that guy.
Remember how good he was on that power play, though?
Yeah, it was certainly
like good, three games.
All right. Well, yeah. What's he going to do? We have like $1 million in cap.
Brad?
Yeah.
Dude, he's not doing shit.
He ain't doing shit. He's going to pick up one depth defenseman.
You know, when people make their New Year's resolutions and there's a guy who's like, "All right, my life's great. Nothing needs to change about anything. I believe in myself." That's Brad.
Just do more of the same, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we covered enough. Any closing thoughts? It was good to watch some hockey. Like, wow.
Please.
I'm just sitting there like, wow. Flames hockey. We're watching Flames hockey. I just hope that this lasts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.